Welcome back to Real Gospel with the X-Man.
We number one, baby.
Welcome to hour number two of Real Gospel. I'm the X-Man, your radio minister of music. For those of you who like to get in a hurry and get ahead of God, I've got the perfect guest for you. Her name is Janice Gaines, and she has just taken off all over the gospel industry. Janice is my guest on Real Gospel right after her song, Wait on You. This is Real Gospel.
Never letting go.
Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have in the studio, I gotta quit sing. That's a crutch that I've discovered that I have. But it's great to have you back.
It's
here in the studios. Before, when you were here, of course, I was just getting over a cold and I lost my voice.
Yeah.
And I think I'm 100% now.
Aww,
I'm back to 100% now. Yeah. So yeah. And you're a busy person, Janice.
Well, you know, these days have been busier than some others. It's a feeling, though.
Get closer to that microphone.
Am I there? Okay.
But you're a busy. I see you on Facebook. you're all over the place. You were in New York. You were in Memphis. You were in. I mean, first of all, this is Janice Gaines. You just heard her song, "Wait." For you.
Wait on you. Yeah.
And I like the song. I've been playing it for a long time.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But as of recent, your notoriety has skyrocketed.
Well, amen. Do you think so?
Come on. Janet, come on.
Listen. You know, it is the weirdest thing to watch God do what you've been praying for him to do. Uh-huh. You know, you pray for a while and you're like, Lord, I just pray that you would trust me with this. And then when people start saying, hey, I like that song, you're like, you like it? Yeah. That's just how it feels. Yeah. So it's an awesome feeling, though.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about who you are. You're originally from Memphis, correct?
Yes, I grew
St.
up in
Louis,
Memphis.
But now
born
Memphis.
In St. Louis, but reared in Memphis for sure. And the daughter of a Methodist minister as a father, and my mom is a musician, and I promised myself as a kid I would never be either because it was just too unpredictable for me, and I was craving the predictability, and my teachers told me I was good in math and science, so I pursued that.
Wow.
Went to college and then seminary and earned a Master of Divinity.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to Oberlin College in Ohio.
Okay, and where'd you go to seminary?
And then Ashland Theological Seminary.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so then after that, I went to New York, married my husband, and started teaching in the Bronx. Seventh grade math, right?
What's up, New York?
What up?
That's my hometown. I'm from Brooklyn. Bed-Stuy.
Listen, I lived in Bed-Stuy when I first got to New York. Yes, off of Green Avenue, Green Avenue. Sure enough. Okay. Off the G train.
All right.
That takes forever to come because it doesn't go into the city. But anyway, so I just used to sing to my students to get them to behave.
Oh.
And it was them that actually gave me the courage to sing for a living and do what I'm doing now.
See, New York, the effect that New Yorkers have on you.
It's real.
See, that's my New York accent. You know, it comes out every now
and then. Let it come out.
That's the effect that New York has on you. That's right.
Exactly.
I'm in the South, so sometimes it plays well, sometimes it doesn't.
That's hilarious.
Especially in radio, because you have to recut stuff over and over and over again because it comes out.
Really?
So, yeah.
Why not just let it come out?
Sometimes you can. Sometimes you have to be politically correct.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, and people, they think they know you based on your accent.
Yeah.
I see. Okay, well.
New York is one of the places where my teacher used to paddle us in the hand for saying aura.
Ooh.
It's R.
It is R. In Memphis, though, they say aura.
Aura.
I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
In Memphis, they say hura. And they say milk instead of milk.
Yeah, see? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they sure do.
But nobody gets paddled for it.
Those days are over, right?
Those are over, yes.
You ever get paddled as a little girl?
I did in third grade.
You was bad.
Here's the thing. I was not bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am naturally curious, and I like to chat.
Mm-hmm.
And that got me in trouble sometimes. And I can't remember what I did, but my third grade teacher at Stafford Elementary School in Memphis, Tennessee, named Mrs. Edmondson. I mean, she whooped me like nobody's business. I'll never forget it. Never forget it. And I don't even know what I did. But she
must
was
have
like,
been serious.
It must have been. She was like, you know you're wrong, don't you?
Wow.
I just remember that. Like,
Janice Gaines got whipped in school.
I bet you I didn't do it
those
again.
Those days are over, though.
Right? They better be over. I wish somebody would.
I don't mean for you. I just mean in general.
I know.
You can't do it anymore.
Can you imagine? If somebody whipped like my niece or nephew, I would be like, pause. Like, let me do it. Or let their mama do it, you know? I think I would be a little, that would be a little weirded out. But it was the South, you know, still under the guise of it takes a village. So
yeah, that's
she
true.
Wasn't abusive, I don't think.
No.
Was she?
Well, look at you now.
Well, amen.
Exactly.
That's a great perspective.
See, look at you now. Worldwide gospel recording artist, household name now. Yeah. I look at your Facebook page. I see all the things that you're doing.
God is
That's
good.
The only way I can keep up with you because you're busy. Yeah.
You're hilarious.
Yeah, I send you a note on Facebook and you respond like 2 days later.
Ooh, so okay, that's how busy better. You don't are. Don't be calling me out though.
That's
oh
okay.
my gosh. You know what? I'm faster on Instagram and on Twitter. Because sometimes depending on device I'm looking at, I may not get the notification for a message on Facebook.
Gotcha.
So, but if on Instagram and Twitter, I'm real fast.
Gotcha.
So talk to me on those too.
I will.
Okay.
I will. So students help push you.
Yes.
To be where you are. God uses the students.
Isn't that
so
crazy?
How did you get into the music business? Walk us through.
Yeah.
Those days.
Okay. So I was teaching, and it's hilarious because I was a teacher,
yeah.
like for real, and how I dressed and everything. You know, you can't go teaching seventh grade math in the Bronx like
how you're looking right now.
No, you cannot. No, sir.
Young men in the seventh grade would have a fit.
Not and get them to do math. That's for sure.
Hey, Miss James.
I know. It's like, hey.
Here's your apple.
Turn the page for it. I know. But yeah, I just sang to them and I would see their responses and I started to really say, I wonder if this is for more than I thought it would ever be. And actually, I don't know if you know this woman, but her name is Monica Coates. She's an industry vet and she works with Kirk Franklin right now. And back then she was at, I think, she had worked with Verity and Joanne Rosario and lots of different people. And she wrote this book called The Beginner's Guide to the Gospel Music Industry. And my husband and I, as her friend, she said, hey, can you read the draft of my book and tell me what you think? So we're like, sure, you know, at that point, we're like intellectuals. That's the life we're leading.
Yeah.
My husband was working on Wall Street. I was a teacher. And I thought, you know, we're going to read this responsibly. The first chapter said, before you go to the next chapter, I want you to stop, pray, and ask the Lord what he has for you and what he wants for your life. And really, I was just thinking, I should be a responsible draft reader. I'll just stop, do the exercise, pick back up when it's over. And I did that, and I prayed, and I could hear the Lord clearly say, will you sing for me? Like, will you trust me enough to walk into what you don't know? And I was like, for real, God? I was just reading this as a draft, but okay, yes, I would trust you. And so that was the final catalyst to just say, okay, what does this mean? What does this look like? And we moved from New York to Nashville and kind of dove in.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how did you get connected with Motown Gospel?
Oh, man.
That's a major label.
It is a major label. It's exciting. Well, you know, the funny thing is the president of Motown Gospel, Ken Pennell, has known my family for a while because my older brother does music and is a singer-songwriter musician from years ago. So I wasn't really on his radar because I really was the kid who went away to school. But when I came to Nashville, I started doing background work. I sang on the worship team for this women's conference called Women of Faith. And around town, I just started doing local stuff.
Gotcha.
And eventually I put on a show of my own music and we invited Ken. He came and it kind of got the ball rolling with Motown Gospel.
Amen. God is good. If you're just joining us on Real Gospel, I have recording artist Janice Gaines in the studio with me. Her CD project, her debut project is called Greatest Life Ever. And you are truly living the greatest life ever.
I really feel like I am.
Yeah, you are.
Thank you.
You are. The song Wait On You, talking about God's patience and our patience with God. You explain that because it could cut both ways.
It really could.
It does. Yeah.
You know, when we wrote it, me and LaShawn Daniels, like Grammy Award winning producer LaShawn Daniels, who's worked with Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson and Tamar Braxton, Destiny's Child, we got together and we decided we want to make just music that we feel is good without shying away from the message of Jesus. And so Wait On You is the first song we wrote and recorded. And we were sitting in there writing it and I was realizing this is both, Wait On You is both long term in the sense of we're waiting on the Lord to come back and take us to heaven.
Gotcha.
But it's also we're waiting on the Lord to come through for what we need right now. You know, everybody has something they need the Lord to come through for them in right now.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
And so that's really what it's about. It's about deciding to stand for Jesus and decide that he is all that he says he is and can be trusted to come through for us for long term and short term.
Gotcha, gotcha. And so we have other great songs on the CD. I'm not going to ask you what's your favorite.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a real live ambulance.
Real live.
By the way. So that's
this is like New York. This is like New York.
There you go. Only there's no train going by and
the building's not shaking. Exactly.
But so what are some of your favorites on this CD for the people out there when they when they Google you and they look you up? And
Well, I really like the title track, Greatest Life Ever, because it's like a it's a party and it's fun. Yeah. It's about living the greatest life ever. And living the greatest life ever does it specifically means choosing Jesus and believing that choosing him creates the greatest life ever.
Wow.
Does not mean that it's always easy. Trust me, everything in every area of my life is not easy right now. But in the hard times, Jesus gets you through. And in the good times, he makes it even better.
Yeah.
And so Greatest Life Ever, that track is just laced with energy and I love it. But I also like All This For Me because it's the gospel in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. It's like everything good you heard about Jesus is true. He did it and he did it all for me and for you and everybody else who accepts it.
Yeah. I sense that you're speaking from a place of appreciation, some struggle, but you're on the other side of that struggle and your music is very uplifting. It really is.
I pray so. You know, there is, you know, most of the songs on the album really are upbeat because that's generally my personality. Well, Lord, we just pray for whoever they're going
that's
for right now in the
ambulance.
Name of Jesus. That's like the second one. So, Lord, I just pray that you would keep them safe and protect them and just step in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
But, yeah, all the songs are pretty upbeat. But the last song is the one that's for people who might be going through something at this moment. And it's called Make a Way. It's another one of the ones that's close to my heart.
Yes.
Just because between the other seven songs and making that song, there was about a month of time. The label sent me back to L.A. to make one more song with LaShawn. And in between that time and that month, one of my friends went to heaven by way of breast cancer. And I realized that I had seven songs and I didn't have one to really sing to her husband at that moment without being insensitive. And it's not that he didn't believe that life with Jesus was the greatest life ever at that moment. It's just not what you would say.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so Make a Way was really about one's heart cry in the middle of whatever's going on when you got real questions of the Lord.
Yeah.
And so in my own life, there have been hard seasons that the Lord has brought me through, but I am acutely aware that there is always going to be somebody at their deepest, you know, at the time when they hear this record, and I want there to be something for them.
Amen. Amen. Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What advice can you give someone right now who is in that holding phase that you were once in? They have the gifting, they have the anointing, they're probably working in a job or doing something, and they have not seen the potential yet. Maybe no one has spoken that word into their life like that book spoke to your life. What do you say to them?
I would say, well, first I would say the beginning of moving into what the Lord has for you is prayer. And beginning that conversation with the Lord and giving him the authority to speak into your life as your Lord, as for what he has planned. And then past that is trust him. Yeah. Like, go out on a limb when he's beckoning you. You know, don't just look at me like, which limb will I go out on? That one. No, go out on the limb where he's on the other end beckoning you.
Yeah.
And watch him show himself faithful, because he really will do that. Absolutely.
Amen. Amen. And in closing, I'm going to ask you to do something that I'm not sure if a lot of the other radio personalities that you've been visiting around the country have asked you to do.
Yeah.
Why don't you sing something for us? Just
hum
a little something. I get that from the movie The Five Heartbeats, you know, when they got pulled over. The police. I know y'all are singing group. Why don't you sing something for me? So just give the people a little taste of that.
I'll sing a little hymn that I love. Because you know my dad's a Methodist minister, so shout out to him.
Okay.
It just says, I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the rose. excuses and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why the people should support you, because you're real.
Oh, thank
you. Yes, Janice Gaines, thank you so much for spending time with us on Real Gospel. How can the people find out more about you and your music ministry?
Yeah, totally. Find me online, Periscope, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. My handle is at Janice Gaines, JaniceGaines. And yeah, find me online. I'll talk to you. If you talk to me, I'll talk back. And I'll be looking on Facebook sooner.
You see, now I'm going to have to go up there and say something.
Go say something. I'm going to be in the car.
You're going to pull my card, right? Okay. All right. Thank you so much. And thank you, Ebony.
Thank
Thunderbird,
you, Ebony.
For bringing her back. You're the best.
Isn't she the best?
Yes. Thanks for spending time with us on Real Gospel.
Thanks for having me.
The next three people who like my Facebook page, Real Gospel with the X-Man, I will give you Janice Gaines' brand new CD project. Go to my Facebook page, Real Gospel with the X-Man, like it, and tell me you want the Janice Gaines CD project. It's yours. My name is the X-Man, and your Real Flashback Song of the Hour is up next.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.